Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your hosts.
Hi, Wendy. This is Shermin. Hello, everyone, and thank you all for joining us again today. We have another very exciting show planned. It's called Purpose-Driven Profit with Samantha Richardson. Samantha is a writing coach, editor, and owner of Writing Pixels Publishing. Samantha started her interactive ebook publishing house because she wanted to publish her children's book in a format other publishers were not utilizing. Samantha has been writing for over 15 years, is co-author of the international bestseller Manifesting a New Life, and is currently writing her first nonfiction book, The Ethical Entrepreneur. As a coach, Samantha finds great joy in helping others find their voice and overcome writer's block, and she supports them to improve their writing skills so they can share their stories and wisdom with the world. Samantha coaches one-on-one, in person or online, and in small groups to help those needing extra support to write their book and connect others with their muse. And now Samantha has expanded what she works with people on, and she's going to talk to us more about that, therefore the new title, Purpose-Driven Profit. To read more about Samantha and her publishing house and her work, you can go to writingpixelspublishing.com. Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Samantha.
It's good to be here. It's good to be back. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Great. It's awesome to have you back. Let's jump right in. Wendy.
All right. So we would really love to hear about your book, The Ethical Entrepreneur, and why did you decide to write it?
The Ethical Entrepreneur is actually a story that I wanted to write for a really long time because I have a long history in business. My father is an entrepreneur, and I've worked with small businesses for most of my life. And I have a background in accounting. I went to university for accounting. And while I was at university, what I found to be really interesting is that we have a lot of business professionals who are going through and doing ethical courses and courses on governance and the importance of workplace culture. But most of the people there don't really consider it to be a serious subject, whereas I did. And a lot of people become entrepreneurs, I think, because they don't like the corporate sort of attitude towards running a business. And I find a lot of entrepreneurs that I've worked with, especially when I would do the writing marketing for them, they would want to share their stories, which is one of, you know, I have really strong integrity. I have an ethical reason why I'm running my company. But then they're not necessarily focusing on profit and sort of the accounting side of things and the finances, which is also really important. So my book is a little bit around the financial, it's highly focused on the financial side of running an ethical entrepreneurial business, but also why it's important to include this in your business, because there is, I think, one train of thought that you can't infuse purpose and ethics into your entrepreneurial journey, because otherwise you're not going to be able to play with the big boys, as it were, or you're not going to be successful But if you don't do this, then you're kind of falling into the old trap of business as usual. And a lot of people kind of get into this, but I'm just one person idea. There's not much I can do. How can I, when it's just me or just my small business, make a big difference in the larger scheme of things? And a lot of people don't realize that we already are making this shift. It's just we have to own it. And so my book is around this idea of what that looks like and how you can actually quantify it with finances and what it costs to not be sustainable, not be a socially responsible company, and why it's important to include that in all of your bottom line thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So is it available now? Can people, where can people get it now?
It's not available yet. I'm still writing it. I'm about halfway through. I've written about 6 chapters so far. And
Cool.
I just keep talking about it because I really want people to connect with me about it, because I actually am in the process now of finding companies that are doing exactly what I am doing. And I want them to be my business case examples, really. There are a few, I've talked to a few really amazing companies that are doing just phenomenal work as I've been writing this, who are leading by example and who are able to create a company that still focuses on profit and making sure their business model is profitable, but without foregoing their ethical pieces. So they have completely, for example, compostable packaging, or they source everything from ethical supply chain, and they also do carbon offsetting or whatever it takes to make sure that they're a carbon neutral company, and they still have a business that is profitable and has been around for years. And these are the people that are really changing the world, and I want them to really be showcased and recognized for their efforts and how other people can emulate this business model.
Mm-hmm. So mainly the book, you would say, is for the people who are working in corporate and who might be thinking about starting a business, or it could also be for business owners, just business owners who are already in a business. It sounds like they would benefit from it as well.
I think it's for a lot of different kinds of business. I'm focusing immediately on people who have either started a business or who have been in business with their own entrepreneurial journey. But I know that there is a lot of overlap with people that are just starting, because they might not necessarily know a lot of the things in the beginning, but those who have been around for a while can still read the book, I think, and get a lot out of it, because there is kind of steps to going through the business. You don't necessarily know what you don't know yet. And then once you get to that point, you're like, oh, now I understand why I can infuse this and this information and start working towards this kind of business model. Because when you start a business, everyone knows that it can be a really hard go in the first 12 to 18 months. So that's kind of what you're focused on, is primarily getting the business up and running. And maybe you're not necessarily thinking about how you can infuse the ethics into it as much, or the carbon neutral side of things. But then as you kind of get a bit more stable, you think about reorganizing yourself and the company so that you can be more in line with your purpose. And maybe some people can do that from the beginning, just because they have the resources in place from the beginning. You don't necessarily, again, know what you don't know and what's out there, and you might not know that there are these companies that are able to give you what you need. And that's part of what I want to include in this book, is that there are people that don't necessarily know how to save money while also saving the planet, and what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you should let us know when it is finished, so we can put it on our Facebook page and so other people can know about that as well.
Thank you. I would love
like
that.
Okay, great. Sherman, you got a question?
Yeah, so this book has a lot of good information then about, you know, our title here, the purpose-driven profit, I assume. Managing profits is usually very tough for a lot of heart-centered entrepreneurs. Can you share some tips from your book with us?
Sure. Thanks for the question. And I have worked with a lot of heart-centered entrepreneurs, and I've also talked to a lot of them around their struggles in business. And I know that finance is not always the thing that everyone finds to be sexy and interesting and very attractive. But it is the most important thing to manage in business, because without understanding finances, which I think is a very scary topic for many people, they consider it to be something that only accountants can understand, which is not true. It's just they hasn't been explained to them in a way that they can understand, I think. And business coaching can be very powerful if you include looking at finances into that, because a lot of people I find don't have necessarily a good system in place to monitor their finances, because, for example, one of the big tips that I give in the book is around energy consumption, because you can save a lot of money on your water bill, your electricity bill, and your waste bill if you just monitor the things that you buy or the things that you throw away or the way that your habits are potentially costing you money. And this is also things that are not very good for the planet, but the sort of the side benefit is that's the side benefit. Whereas if you, for example, are creating a product and you're sourcing it from materials that are maybe not recyclable or that are like sort of just excessive packaging, that generally costs you more money than if you just went with minimalistic packaging. And people probably would prefer this. But because there's this misconception that you need all of this stuff, it's both costing you business and potentially clients, because there is such a movement now towards being driven more through purpose and like, why is this person in business and are they doing something more than just giving me something I want? Are they doing something good for our community? Are they helping to restore the planet? Are they helping farmers in Africa create a living? And that's a real market for people to tap into. And at the same time, it does save you money, but you have to monitor that in order to know if that's possible for you. And a lot of the time people, business sort of young entrepreneurs are very conscious about maybe biking everywhere because it's something that they're able to do. And that is a huge offset on car expenses and potential traffic health safety issues. But you're not really able to quantify that until you get into like, okay, how much is it saving me on a gym membership if I'm biking to my place of work to home? And if it's saving me that hour in the gym, but I'm still getting that hour of exercise, and at the same time, I am helping to create a movement away from dependence on cars and fossil fuels, that's like an added benefit you are able to include in sort of the feel good, but how do you quantify that? And there is a company called B Corporation. They're based out of California, I believe, and they're actually working towards helping quantify this for many different kinds of businesses. And the Benefit Corporation is a company that's basically like a fair trade certification, but for companies doing good, and you are able to see how your business is having a better impact on the world. And so one of the big tips that I give in this book is go there and see what you specifically can do.
Okay. And you said it was called Benefit Corporation that you mentioned?
Yes. Yes. B Corp is the... And a lot of hot-centered entrepreneurs would love their B Corp mission. And so my big tip is really to check it out and see how you align with this. Because if you are a person who has become an entrepreneur because you want to make a difference in people's lives, there is a very good chance that you would qualify for this certification. There just might be some other pieces that you need to include in order to qualify for B Corporation. And the best part is it's free. The assessment itself
is
free.
Okay. Is there information on your website about this, or do we need to wait until the book is out, or is there any other place that people could find out more about that in the meantime?
Sure. If you went to www.bcorporation.com, I can send you a link to that. It's not on my website yet because my B Corp is still pending, and once I actually have this, it will be on my website.
Excellent, excellent. That sounds like such good information for people to have and to get some structure and support and resources around that for your business as you're becoming, as you're in charge of what you're doing and trying to make a difference in general. Usually that is what entrepreneurs are trying to do. So I think that's a great idea. I was wondering as you were talking, which... this kind of maybe doesn't relate completely, but about conserving energy personally, because I know entrepreneurs usually you know, get so involved that they end up working night and day on their business. And, you know, as you were talking about conserving other, you know, tangible things, I'm thinking about the conserving of energy to be able to balance, you know, life in a way that they don't get completely consumed with the business. Do you talk about that at all in your book as well or no?
I am going to include something that relates to this, actually, because one of the pieces of B Corp that they talk about is a limited number of working hours per week, because there has been a lot of research around productivity levels and personal energy levels around business. If you work too much, it's actually not productive, because you need that downtime to rejuvenate, and you actually find that your profit or your employee engagement or your business productivity tends to increase when you allow people to have more time off because of a number of different factors. And these are all, again, all things that are difficult to quantify and put into numbers until you have something in place that allows you to record this. And what the research has found is that people, generally employees, are much happier to work if they're able to enjoy 2 full days of being unplugged, if they're able to enjoy 4 weeks of paid vacation. Because they come back, they have this gratitude and loyalty towards the employer, so they're more willing to work harder. And they, and it's also good to, you know, give them the respect of your personal time is your personal time. I won't bother you at night or on the weekends. And so setting up a culture that's very respectful of people's time and energy and recognizing how important the rejuvenation part of their life is, because that is something that also the entrepreneur themselves needs to recognize. Because if you're working 80 hours a week, what kind of life are you really enjoying? I guess it might be great because you're working on something that you really love, but you also need to take time away to spend time with family, which is something that cannot really be quantified, but it creates such an important community connection. Or taking time away for self-care, which is something that you might not necessarily realize is so important until you do it, and how much you need that disconnect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of times you are the biggest resource for the business as an entrepreneur.
Absolutely, and burnout is a really big problem. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, that's fantastic. Wendy?
I'm just curious about your publishing house. How did you get that started, and what was all involved with that? That was so interesting hearing about that.
Well, my entrepreneurial journey actually started in writing and editing. I was an accountant. I became a corporate accountant and then realized, you know, got my dream job in the corporate world and realized it was not my dream job. So I did embark on my entrepreneurial journey that was driven by purpose and wanting to write and edit and work with heart-based entrepreneurs, but also with small businesses, because I had spent most of my life in working with small businesses with my father. And so I really enjoyed doing that work. But funnily enough, profit was not necessarily was my main focus. So that's part of the reason why I'm writing this book, and as well, because it's something that I think everyone forgets when they begin their journey down the entrepreneurial road. But if they do not, it is to their peril. And I partnered with a number of publishers around this who did get me thinking more about the profit piece and kind of managing expenses around publishing and writing and editing, because editing is something that a lot of people like to forego at their own risk, and not really understanding how important editing is to the publishing process, because it can cost quite a bit of money depending on how long the book is and that kind of thing. But I've also been very disappointed with some of the publishers I have worked with, because I've, for example, my children's book, I have pitched it to several publishers who have all signed on. I signed a contract a couple of years ago to publish this book, but they were not able to do this interactivity piece that I really wanted to do, which is my sister and my brother are both dyslexic, and they can't read the same way that most other people can. So I wanted the text to highlight and there'd be sound playing, reading the book to them while they were reading it, so they could understand or see which letters corresponded to which sounds. So it would just help them with their reading a little bit better, reading comprehension. And I wanted them to be able to click on the pictures, for example, and for the characters to say their lines that are written in the text, or to have somebody narrate maybe the scenes, and just to have some kind of interaction with the story that they were reading. But this seemed to be an impossibility for all of the publishers that I pitched this to. And they wanted to publish a book. They really loved the idea of the children's book. They really were keen on publishing it, but they didn't have the capabilities of publishing it my way. And at the time, I thought that it was ridiculous, that this is impossible. It's like, we live in the future. Surely there is a way to do this. I know that you can do it on websites, so why can't you do it in an ebook? And then I met somebody who is much more techie. I think she's an app developer of some kind. So I had my initial thoughts was it would be an app. But she was saying that has been in this time leaps and bounds of advances in ebook technology. And so when she sort of started to explain this to me, I got very excited. And I love the idea of being a publisher of this particular content, because I so love infusing writing and other media, because all of my writing clients that I work with, all of my coaching clients that I work with, I always tell them to connect in with other things that inspire them. So whether it's music, or if it's hiking, or if it's nature, or painting, and infusing that practice with writing to help just sort of get into the inner muse state. And so to me, combining like videos and interactive media with an ebook is just a perfect next step for me.
That is such a great idea. That's even for other kids who aren't dyslexic or anything. So that would be an awesome idea. And I'm amazed that the publishing companies didn't know anything about it or couldn't help you with that. So that's
so
really great. Such an awesome idea. Wow.
That is an awesome idea, and I was going to ask you, what is an interactive ebook, and why should entrepreneurs publish these kinds of ebooks? But you kind of explained that already, so thank you very much. Is there anything else that you can say about that?
Sure. Well, actually, so the publishing house itself is going to be geared, at least in the beginning, towards entrepreneurs. I'll have other things that I'm working on the side, but particularly entrepreneurs, because what I found with a lot of entrepreneurs I've been working with over the last 18 or so months of my journey is that there is this pressure to write an ebook that is usually for their marketing purposes, or for engaging with clients, or for helping their clients through certain whatever their offering is. If it's their course or if it's their personal coaching, they'll have usually some kinds of workbooks that engage their clients. But a lot of the time, there is no real interactivity. It's very much determined or dependent on that person doing the work. Whereas if you include some interactivity with it, it forces people to do the work. Like if you have that, remember those books that were very much choose your own adventure, but if you're flicking through, you can just, go back and go read the next stage of the book if you wanted to. Whereas
right.
if you would do it this way, you would click on your options, and then the rest of the story be revealed. The same idea with this is like the work doesn't reveal itself until the client or until your people that are engaged click on certain things or fill out certain surveys that are included or embedded in the interactive ebook. And there's a lot you can do with this, and it depends, I think, on how extravagant you want to go. I will be offering sort of more basic for most entrepreneurs, which I imagine is something that just includes videos, maybe other things that they have, other media that they have created, and other content, maybe even links and pieces from complementary services or things that add to that. But then you can get really fancy with a lot more things. That it just depends on sort of how extravagant you want to go and how important it is, because engagement with your potential clients is very hard to come by these days. Everyone has their free ebook, everybody has their web series. So how do you sort of ante up that engagement? And I think that interactive ebooks is the next big thing for sure.
Definitely.
That's
for sure. That's
wonderful. That is such a great idea.
It is. Yeah. Well, I was actually just thinking as you were saying that I don't know if you knew, I have a little magazine on the iTunes newsstand, and all of those digital magazines are that way, that the interactive we know we can do videos and type and audios and things like that. And for you to bring it into like an ebook, that would be an amazing thing for you to do. It's a great, great idea. So you have a signature program that you are going to be doing a little writing retreat coming up pretty soon. Did you want to talk about that a little bit? We're almost at the end of the show, so
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually running a retreat in Toronto. That's where I'm based out of. And I'm really excited to do an urban writing retreat, which will include parts of meditation. Again, this comes back to my infusing writing with other things to enhance your writing muse and really connect in with the flow of writing. Because I know personally that a meditation is a very powerful tool to connect with what I need to say and how I need to write. So I'm doing a two-day writing and meditation urban retreat in Toronto. We have a park called High Park, which is basically like a mini forest in the city. And so in the morning, we'll get together, we'll have a meditation, do some writing, do some brainstorming, do some more writing, have lunch, and then walk to the park. And I've read some research or some articles recently on hiking being really good for writing, and that exercise really actually helping you get through some writer's block, or if you're stuck. And so we're going to do some walking meditations to help clear anything that comes up, because inevitably as you start writing, things will rear their ugly heads and try and get you to not write. So I'm going to really help people walk through the two-day weekend retreat and just really get some writing done.
Nice. Did you say the date of that, or did I miss that? Is that coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, it's in September. The retreat is running from the 17th and 18th of September.
Ah, nice. Not too far away, actually.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah,
great. Mm-hmm.
So where do people go to sign up for that? Did you mention, is it just your website?
Yeah, they can go to my website, and on the top tab, there's retreats button. If you click there, the tickets are available there, as well as a bit more information. Mm-hmm.
And that's the writingpixelspublishing.com?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Okay. on our page, so people can take advantage of that. So if you'd like to reach out to Samantha and find out more, go to writingpixelspublishing.com. Well, guess what? I'm sorry to say that we're almost out of time again. The time goes by so fast. Talk with you.
How does that happen?
I can't believe it.
Such good ideas that you shared with us. So helpful. Thank you so much, and we hope that we get to continue our conversation again another day.
Absolutely. I would love to come back. I always enjoy our conversations.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being our guest on our show today and sharing all this stuff with us and with our listeners. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio and taking advantage of learning some excellent tips and strategies to earn purpose-driven profit. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we did. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. If you haven't already, remember to register for your own Sky's the Limit Radio Inspiration Kit. Yes, you can check that out on our website at skyslimitradio.com. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/skyslimitradio. Or visit us at our website at skyslimitradio.com. Stay up to date with all the good stuff we have to come for you. Sure, you don't miss that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Stay tuned each week to your inspiration. For now, we are Wendy and Tristan. It's not yesterday, but she'll be back next time. And we're signing off. Until next week, remember the sky. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Thanks, Master.
Oh, thank you.